afternoon, depending where you are listening in the world. I am Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can get through this time that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me after the first break, after the first 15 minutes. You can ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to keep it to one question and the thing that's bothering you the most, but the biggest thing in the top off the top of your head question. And the first thing we like to do on the show is I just want to describe to those people that are coming on as far as new listeners. For the first break, first 12 to 15 minutes, I do a tip of the day or I talk about something that's significant, and then we do open up the phone lines after, again, that first break, and I'll give the number out before we go to the break. So today, here we are in this Thanksgiving holiday week, and a lot of people are getting ready for the whole holiday season, and I was thinking about what I want to talk to about today, and I was going to go to the part of thinking about giving thanks and an attitude of gratitude, and I was really directed and guided to talk about fear. And so I'm going to be reading some quotes that come from this book, and it's from the Course of Miracles selection, and it's called Accept This Book is the title, and this is, again, selections from the Course of Miracles, and it's by Francis Vong, PhD, and Robert Walsh, MD, PhD. And fear is not justified in any form. There is nothing to fear. It simply states a fact. It is not a fact for those who believe in illusions, but illusions are not facts. In truth, there is nothing to fear. Fear lies not in reality, but in the minds of children who do not understand reality. Only your mind can produce fear. Attempting the mastery of fear is useless. In fact, it asserts the power of fear by the very assumption that it needs to be mastered. The true resolution rests entirely on the mastery through love. The need to recognize fear and face it without disguise is a crucial step in undoing the ego. Fear itself is an appeal for help, and fear and attack is inevitably associated, if only attack produces fear, and if you see attack, then it calls for help that it is. The unreality of fear must dawn on you, for fear is a call for love. And so how deceived I was to think that what I feared was in the world instead of in my mind. So all of these are little excerpts from the Course in Miracles, and it was all based around fear. And so here, again, it's as we are talking about and going to continue to talk about and teach and empower you guys as we're going through this rebirthing process, and especially an accelerated rebirthing process. Think about this as more of a year and a half birthing process, or actually a three-year birthing process from now to the year 2012, where we want to embrace ourselves, really recognize our wounded child, because in that wounded child sits all your fears, conscious and unconscious. And so it's so important for us to recognize that wounded child aspect of all of us. And we all have that archetype of the wounded of the child, and there's an aspect that we all have the wounded child. So another name for the ego, the edging God part out of us, is the wounded child. So the more we can pay attention to our fears, and the more we can really, what I call, get to the root cause, the core belief system that you can still have residual fear around you. There's a part of your unconscious or part of your energy field that still believes in that core belief system of lack, of scarcity, of disconnection. And so what we want to do and what we always encourage is really looking at yourself as energetic beings, because science has already proven years and years ago that we are energy beings having a human experience, or that we are made up of all energy, and that our physical body is even condensed energy. And so as we are going through this rebirthing process, as we're being asked, especially right now, and what the council said to me, and the council is my guides that I've called the council since I was a younger child, and they show me an overview of what's going on collectively with all of us, and that's the part where we're all interconnected, where we're all the brothers and sisters of God, of Source, the God aspect of us. And collectively, as we end this year out from 208 going into 209, there's really been a walking through the dark night of the soul since this the whole summer. Just all they have to do is pick up the paper, and there's a lot of fear wherever you look. The money situation, jobs, the thing of questions of Great Depression, all that kind of stuff. And so as we are waking up of this dream, of this nightmare, getting out of this nightmare, a fear-inducing nightmare, that when we are in that state of fear, it literally unplugs us from our divine self. Think of a light bulb that just, or lamp, that unplugs from divine, the divine source. That divine force is connected through you. That's meaning reclaiming and rebirthing your God aspect. And as you reclaim that God aspect, then the fear starts getting, think of decharged. We start defragging the fear. We start dismantling the veil that keeps us from our empowered self. And so, as again, we are finishing off the rest of the year, I call it the metal to the pedal, meaning that we are really, think of a grand magnet in front of our heart, pulling up any kind of issues that are off balance. Because what fear does in the energy field, it creates a spin that starts collecting other thoughts with it. And then it creates an off balance. And so if we're trying to co-create a job, if we're trying to co-create a relationship or have more peace in a life, abundance, that is, all of that is our birthright to have abundance of health, wealth, friends, relationships. And so as we are claiming up our birthright, as we are stepping into our birthright, as we are stepping into the posture of an adult saying, I accept this birthright, I am seated at the table with the masters, and that is my birthright. It's each and every one of our birthright. As we are going through this process, think of it as an initiation. It's a process. And so as we're going through it, and the more we step out of that fear, because that fear, again, not only has you unplugged, but then it starts creating an electromagnetic pole. Think like attracts like. And so then you start thinking of other like events. So all of a sudden, what looks like a ball of, let's say you went on a date and you really liked the person and that they didn't call you back, and you're sitting there waiting by the phone, and then all of a sudden all those 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts that we get a day will start going through your history, consciously or unconsciously, and start gathering up any time in your lifetime that you were rejected, felt rejected, had the illusion of feeling rejected, instead of going, assuming benevolence is the first step by assuming, you know what, maybe they're busy right now and they're not going to call back, or let's say the worst case scenario, they didn't call back. That does not define you. It's like when we look on the outside for a definition of ourselves, that means that we are saying that we are not whole, that we are not complete, and that is not the truth with a capital T. That's not my truth. That is the truth. It's one of the several spiritual law truths that we are all whole. We come in here as holy beings, and as we are rebirthing ourselves and remembering it down to the subatomic particle of our physical being, as we hold that and radiate that knowingness and radiate that truth, the more it starts defragging, taking the charge off, allowing yourself homeostasis and balance in your life. And the more you have that, the more, think of it like the Pac-Man games. It goes into your energy field, and anywhere where you could, again, be holding on to residual fear, it pulls it up into our face, up to our consciousness, so then we can consciously unplug from it, consciously take the fear or the situation of layers, take it off the layers and look at it, again, as an adult, not as a child in that contracted state where, think of a three-year-old where they close their eyes and they put their hand over their ears and they're saying, you can't see me, because I can't see you. We want to be able to look at our fears, again, not in a charged way. It's the way of the observer, and the observer is where we look at it from it's from the big picture. So we could take the look at the whole situation, and as soon as we start doing that and putting our attention on our fears, we start, again, by merely putting our attention and saying, I'm going through my worst fears. I'm pulling them up, and I'm saying, where is the basis for the fear? Do I have any facts that support this? And the more we do that, the more we'll realize that a lot of our deepest fears do not have any, there's no basis of them. There can be past experiences. There could be past hurts and pains. It doesn't mean that but we haven't had experiences of being afraid. But when we start aligning with our birthright, start aligning with our truth, we'll realize that it supports that separation versus the truth. And the truth is that we are all whole. We are not incomplete. And by knowing that from the inside out, we start start radiating a different energy out of our energy field, or the true energy, your true signature. And as you radiate that out, like attracts like, and you will have, what will fall away are those disempowering thoughts, those disempowering fears, and it will allow you to live your birthright freely with grace and ease. It will allow you to embrace life instead of contracting from it. And so this is what we want to concentrate on, and especially over the next couple of months, there seems like an acceleration with us. So we're like going down that birth canal, and we want to do that proactively with our awareness, and think of, again, contracting our energy and holding this place of like Tara, or being proactive where the whole energy expands and you're standing in your core and really turning up your life energy. And so it lightens up your path. It's like, think of turning your light bulb so that comes out of the heart signature from having a 25-watt wattage or a 1,000-watt wattage. The higher the wattage, the more we can see clearly, and again, see clearly in all directions in our life. And it allows us to stay in our core, the be here now. And so when we're in that situation, we can co-create our life a lot easier. So again, looking at your fears is the topic of today. And so we do have some stuff coming up. And so if you're not signed up for the free newsletter, I highly encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter. As far as you can do that at carrieoconnor.com. We have a coupon that if you make an appointment before the end of the month, you get $10 off of any service. And so we encourage you to do that. And we'll be back taking your calls after this break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Series tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your series tickets. Single tickets will be available for purchase on December 1st. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. heart-planet.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
To help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and let's give out the phone number. Hey, Benny, you do it a little bit better than me.
It's 1-888-930-2819. It's 1-888-9. Wait, did I do it wrong, too? I think I did it wrong, too, didn't I?
800, right?
Yeah, 800. I added a couple extra 8s in there. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We have another 888 number here at the studio in KKNW. It's 888-298-5569. I think that's where my head was going. We're going to bring on Brenda. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you
for taking my call. Well, you know, I've been really doing all kinds of energy exercises, and very happy to tell you I've been implementing my stop, drop, and roll with anxiety coming up towards work. And the good part of that is my health is good enough where I can be thinking about work. And I had a guy who was helping me with a website and who just lives very close to me and pretty much disappeared when my health was going bad. And I really realized there was quite a few people that kind of disappeared who were offering help. I mean, like going to the pharmacy or doing whatever, but never really followed through.
Can you just speak up a little bit more? You're going in and out, Brenda.
Sure.
They're offering help and they don't follow through?
Yeah, they don't follow through. But I also noticed when I was just thinking about getting to work, just anxiety about this web guy, and I went, well, and I kept doing my unplug from this, and it's still, I have like residual. It's not going away.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, what's your input and advice on how I can move through that? And what is it about with this website guy?
Okay. And you were kind of out. You said that he offered and then he was in and out and then so it's been not complete. So think of Brenda that this is a really good one for all of us because what we're doing, and I know you've worked really long and you've worked really, I don't even like to use the word hard anymore. It's like you've really been doing the work, and it's obvious in your energy field, Brenda. When anybody starts really doing the clearing and stuff, their energy field looks so much clearer to me. And you're balancing that your energy field, it's creating more homeostasis. And so think of that. That's a wonderful thing because what you're doing is giving yourself a strong base. And so think of as far as with the website guy, what I'm seeing is as far as the residual fears, when something, I'll do this with myself, if something seems on the outside going away or the miscommunication or not follow through or whatever, the first place I go to is the inside of me because I know that everybody on the outside is a God aspect. And so looking at the highest level as far as the universal level, the like God level, looking through God eyes, that he or she is an aspect of me in some place because we're all connected. So what message did it have to bring? And so when I look at it that way, instead of looking at the hurt part and saying, what the heck is going on? Miscommunication, whatever. I go internally first to say, okay, what is this? What is the lesson in this? Is this bringing up energy of my saboteur? Is this bringing up my energy of residual parts of my fears about going out to work? Because remember, the more and more we are accelerating, and we absolutely are, so we're doing it proactively or reactively. You obviously said loud and clear, and you continue to say that I want to do this process with an epidural and proactively. So that's wonderful. And there's times that then we can get thrown what I call like the eight ball when we have experiences like web people or people not following through. Then it's like, what the heck is going on? I'm giving directions. I'm doing exercises. I'm doing that. What the heck is this? And so I always call it as far as going back to the drawing board. So meaning going back into your heart. And so, and again, going to the guy as far as with him, I'm seeing that part of his energy field is doing the yabba dabba do thing. So when I see that, it's like Freddie Flintstone. You know when they used to run in that cartoon, the legs would be up and doing circles. That's one of my symbols of like unscattered energy and can't not grounded as much as he is even used to. Has a lot of stuff going on. So going to the aspect of assuming benevolence, just say, okay, he's not consciously doing this to hurt me or whatever. That he's got a lot of stuff going on outside of himself, and even if you know people can just be doing a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas in their head, it has an unscattering thing, and so it's hard to ground and produce when we're doing yabba dabba do because we need to have our energy straight into down to the core, down to the center of the earth because it's not as grounded, right? So going back to that aspect, then I go back to, okay, can I turn this around, right? Is this worth my life force? Am I getting daily saying, like frustrated and saying, okay, he's not able to produce, and it's not judging, it's just saying, okay, in this period of his life right now, in my life and his life, am I losing energy to this, and or am I losing my life force? Am I, again, draining energy? And we all have our good days and our bad days. So this is not like a one-shot deal off with your head if somebody doesn't produce. It's like, again, it's looking at the big picture and saying, okay, on a whole, is this energy, is this draining? Am I holding on to this when it's not producing anything because I'm afraid that there's not going to be anything else out there? Was this a gift in disguise for me to step in and sit and go back to self-worth issues and say, I am worthy of somebody that is able to produce, I give a date, they are able to show up, and if they don't show up and they're able to produce, that they have a really solid good reason why they didn't produce, you know what I mean? And so that's where...
That way, Carrie, what came up was he was a personal friend, someone rode motorcycles with every weekend, and taking it past the work aspect, and what I found in answering when you say, is this draining? What was draining was more of a personal hurt.
Yep.
When I would see him going by the house all the time and not once stopping or not once with all these promises,
mm-hmm.
and also to realizing that the connection of people who, unless they're like Grammy-winning singers, I was noted, like, if I was still hanging out with that group, he would absolutely want to be hanging out.
Right, exactly.
You know, in doing stuff. And so in observing, I feel like a personal energy leak, like a personal hurt, excuse me, like a hurt energy leak.
Right, right.
And I'd like to get past that.
Of course. And so think of it then is that he is a gift, right, to say, okay, if you were running with a different group, whatever, all those other people, regardless of whatever they did or achieved, it's all aspects of ourselves. So one person's growth and success is an aspect of all of our growth and success. So your empowerment is my empowerment is yours. So that's wonderful we want to surround ourselves with those people that have achieved grounded success, because that means that allows us to do the same thing, because we're all pieces of each other. So think of that when you explained it, when I see the yabba dabba do thing, it's again, part of this is a, where you can see that this is where he's affirming, if you put on the table of weighing things out, that he is affirming more of the balls as far as hurt, pain, having a hold on, like look at the past and say, you know what, if I was this, or if this was happening, then this would happen. It all goes back down to, okay, not looking at the past. This is where we're aligning into the future as far as like right now trying to co-create a future of a website. What is it, am I leaking more energy than I am gaining energy? Am I gaining results? And so that's where part of the child would want to say, is this a self-defeating behavior where it's like a sabotage, where if all roads lead back to home, it goes back to, is this, because our the child, Brenda, could get very crafty when we're making major changes. And so think of the lights are going in on the all the boogeyman corners, and so the child literally feels it's losing this foundation, but the wounded child feels like the foundation is we want to have that wounded child get out of that driver's seat, because it's not a drive. Children shouldn't be driving, right? And so this is where, think of it that you could look at this as a huge gift, where again, going to him, having a full circle, laying on the line and saying, this is what I am feeling, doing all I's, and I wouldn't even bring up as far as the other thing, as far as the past, who, the who's and what's, that doesn't even matter. What matters is Brenda right now trying to produce the website, right? And so, because otherwise, it's like bringing in a whole bunch of charges and other people's energy. And right now, it's like sticking to the details at hand. And then that even makes, because if he's doing an unscattered thing right now, kind of scattered, that the more details, then he'll have to do defense posture. Then he feels like being accused, all of that kind of stuff. So keeping it simple, saying, can you produce for this? Can I see production? And if you can't, then that's okay. Thank you very much. And so thank you for... thank you. And so I'm looking for somebody that gets more up my knees because I need this out. And so, and also saying thank you for even whether you say that loud or not, you could thank him for bringing in, to being able to, for you to have a soul retrieval. So you're bringing in that part of yourself that recognizes that I'm strictly keeping this to the website. It's an opportunity to allow me to stay, not to go into my history, right? We're creating our his or her stories into the roadmaps that get us into the now so our heart energy could radiate out, stop, drop, and roll, right? So this it's a perfect example of where they could be really charged. It could be a really supercharged story. But you know what? When it comes down to it, Brenda, everyone's story is charged, be it the, you know, everyone's. It's a charge because it's uniquely designed in our energy field to have our theme, to what our themes are going to be charged, be it there's splashed all over Time Magazine or be it the, you know, things we don't hear about as far as the collective world or whatever. Either way, it's charged with our unique energy field. So the more we're able to get into the, again, into the driver's seat and really lay it on the line as far as with guy, this guy in a non, in a chart, and as the observer, you're putting out, stating the facts, seeing what, you know, again, he has to say, and if it's, or if you already look back and it's already obvious to you that this is a completion, thank you very much, I see the lesson, and...
Well, that part is easier to deal with than the pain of not necessarily the loss of friendship, but the realization of a fake friend.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to have, like, still charge with it.
Right.
Of pain, and that's... I want right. that to go, and maybe just by focusing just maybe on the website part of it, but still there's that friendship part lingering around.
Of course, of course. So that goes back down to, you know, sometimes they always say don't mix pleasure with friends or business, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's a really, really whole, energetically, that's a really good thing because there is, you know, it's you really have to hold your core when you're working with friends and business. That's a saying because there's of experience, of a lot of people's experience. So if you're able to divide the two and say, you know, this is friendship department and this is website department. So let's talk about this and then let's talk about this. And so, and if it goes back down to the friends, that what he represents to the wounded child is that you like lack and scarcity, then that's what you want to look at because nobody on the outside defines us. We define us, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go to another break. Hear the music and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits for travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart. Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And this is the call number, and we are taking phone calls. So the number here is 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And I did want to talk about some up-and-coming events. What the Bleep Happened to the Secret? It's a teleclass, so you could listen to this anywhere in the world. It's December 7th, and it sounds so far away, Sunday, December 7th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's really not that far at all. So because it is a teleclass, and What the Bleep Happened to the Secret, for those people that do not know the movie The Secret was a very big hit a couple of years ago. It's all about the law of attraction, explain the law of attraction, and What the Bleep was explaining us as energy beings. So both of those movies were really, really good, and they are both books too. But what I'm going to do is take the law of attraction is just one of the laws of creation and how to co-create in this world. And so I'm going to give you one of the six other laws and also go through how to co-create in your life, because it's not only about the laws or the truths, and these are not anybody's truths. These are the way energy is. This is creative energy. So this is all about the truths as far as creator truths. And so as I go through that, I'm going to give examples of why people aren't co-creating from what I've been seeing with my practice in my own life. And so just experiences that I get from my earth and guide as far as when we could be coming up with blocks as far as what the heck is going on. I'm doing all the energy exercises. I'm doing everything. And so when I look into somebody's energy field, they literally can be holding the posture, meaning that the person who is trying to co-create is the child's archetype or the teenager. A lot of times we don't, people don't talk about the rebellious teenager that sabotages and so wants to sabotage our growth. And so we absolutely, if we don't recognize that teenager, could be the part of the person who's trying to co-create. So as soon as we, again, have the awareness, when you have awareness, you're putting the light into it. Light means enlightenment, so you become enlightened, and as soon as you start directing your energy differently, there's no way you cannot have a return on this, meaning that you get a whole, what I call symbolically, a whole new deck of cards. Because we're in this huge rebirthing process, that's not going to stop, and if you don't want to join in, you're part of your consciousness, joined in a long time ago, because you're alive right now. So each and every single one of us, consciously or unconsciously, join this great big birthing process that we're experiencing. Again, right now, it's not stopping. This is a three-year birthing process, and actually, it's our whole life, but this is, there's been a real acceleration over the next 3 years, and this is all wonderful things, because we're really understanding at a cellular level what it means to stand in our core, stand in our power. So that's, again, Sunday night, What the Bleep Happened to the Secret, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, two-hour class. And again, when I do a teleclass, if you're busy that day, it doesn't matter, because it is taped, and so you can listen to it afterwards. So you can, if you're, again, you're busy, you can listen to it, and it's also, you can listen to it over and over again, because you have the access number and code. So that is What the Bleep. That is happening December 7th. Then we're going to do a free teleclass. Everyone likes the free teleclasses on December 16th. That's Tuesday. We're doing bi-monthly. I mean, once a month, but it's going to end up being bi-monthly. Free teleclasses on a Tuesday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this one is going to be about compassion and forgiveness, how to hold that compassion heart during the holidays. And so that's December 16th. And also I'm doing a teleclass as far as mediumship, discover the medium within you, and that's December 14th on Sunday evening, and that's again from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that is a very popular class. It's, you get a booklet with it, you get tools, you get practice, and so that's a 2.5 hour class. Actually, it's from 5 to 7:30, and 2.5 hours. So I will take your half hour, and toward the last half hour, I will take your questions, and so you're given tools and also a
a workbook to look at the medium within you and how to bring out that medium within you, and it opens up all your intuition, not only the mediumship abilities, and that is the ability to talk to those who have crossed over, but also all aspects of your intuition. So it brings it up for to the forefront. So those are things that are happening in December, and if you have not signed up for the free newsletter, again, going on to CarrieO'Connor.com and sign up to it. We're doing under construction. We're starting a new website and is in the works, and so we are. There's going to be a lot of looks and changes that are happening, but we're also doing. Going to be starting raffles. We're doing MP3 files. We're doing Carrie's Spins of the Week, and I'm also bringing in my friend David and Michelle Mathau there out in California is going to be doing her blog. So we're introducing blogs and having everyone give their little thing. David has more of a science background. Michelle is an actress out in California, but she also has been studying energy and metaphysics for 20, 30 years, and so we have a lot of exciting stuff happening. We're bridging the East Coast and the West Coast, going around the world there, so that's happening, so just keep up with what's new is by signing that newsletter. You get to see all the events that are going on.
Gotta love that, Carrie, and I'm going to interrupt here. We have Charmian calling in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Charmian?
Oh, I'm just so pleased to be able to get in and talk to you.
Wonderful.
I have been a massage therapist for many years, and I recently bought a device.
Can you hear me okay?
Benny, I can't hear. Are you hearing me okay, Carrie?
I'm hearing you in and out. I don't know.
It's probably just a cell phone thing. Just stay put there. That's all, Charmian.
Let me reposition myself.
Okay.
Anyway, I guess my question is this. Is there something else that I need to be doing right now to enhance what I'm doing? I'm trying to be receptive and open to, you know, this great shift that's going on. I feel something out in my peripheral, and it hasn't come to me yet, but I'm just wondering, is there some way I can coach it in more? I need some greater understanding, so if you could help, that would be great.
Okay. All right, Benny, could you recap that? Because some of it, I want to be able to answer the whole question.
Well, Charmian, you're just looking for a little bit of motivation in a particular area, right? I mean...
I didn't hear that.
Well, yes, I am. Okay. I have been in the healing arts for years.
Okay.
Plus years, and okay. I'm feeling like there's something coming to me. I don't want to charge out there. I've done that too much in my life. I want to allow it to flow into me. I want to be in my recessive state. Or place, and I'm just wondering if you can assist me in something maybe where I have a blind spot, anything that would help as we go through this amazing time right now.
Mm-hmm. Did you catch any of that, Carrie, at all? Or
amazing time, blind spot.
Well, she's already in the healing arts field, and she's just looking for a little bit, I guess, more on top of it in direction.
Okay, all right, good. All right,
is that right, Charmian? Did I get that kind of, I mean... It's different because I'm trying to sum up your own life, so.
I think he did well.
Well, okay. The biggest thing is that, Charmian, that I don't have to hear the whole thing, the whole question, because your energy body is already talking to me, and you don't even have to say a word, and I'm going to go right to what your energy body is showing me, right? And so the first place I go to is the right side of your heart chakra, and that right side is the right now side. It also goes back to our male lineage side. It goes to men in our life, men in our family, and also strong women. And so when I'm seeing this bubble, when I turn you sideways, it goes through the emotional body, and it goes out to 4.5 inches, so it kind of goes into it's working through the mental body too. And so imagine it looking like when kids do bubbles, and you know when you have the bubbles and it starts blowing up and blowing up and blowing up, and it gets bigger and bigger, and that's really exciting because it gets bigger. So that's what you're showing me in the right side of the heart, and so that means that you're clearing the residual energies that go way back, because when I follow a cord for where it brings me to the left side of your root chakra. So the root chakra is all about grounding, home, family, tribal energies, and also the way that I read it when I go to the back of somebody's energy body, that means to me past and also past life, themes. And then when I follow the cord, it looks frayed around the edges, like there's a part of it that looks frayed as before, right underneath the hip. I mean, right underneath the buttocks of the left side. And so then it goes, then there's a thinner cord that's going down to the earth. And so what does all that mean? That means that I would absolutely be working and stretching, because we are absolutely, I see the 12th chakra, I mean the heart chakra, in 12 little layers right now, not literally, they're pretty huge. We're becoming the walking heart chakra. And so we are literally having access to release any kind of energies, residual energies that have to do with the past. And we're going back to original blueprints, going back to, we're talking about things that have been around for a very long time, hundreds of thousands of years. That goes by back down to what I always say to people as far as getting to the themes of what's going on of our unique blocks, our veil, right? And so obviously being in the energy field, you're able to show me the heart chakra, which is wonderful, and that's right up in the forefront. So the forefront where I'm reading it is where we put our hopes, our dreams, and our desires. And so when I'm seeing this bubble, it's like the kid, the child, like it's rebirth in the divine child. So there's a part where that bubble looks like it could feel like it could pop. And so what we're doing is strengthen it and visualize literally a foot all around your physical body, a 1 foot around you, like an egg, 1 foot, and then expand it, another egg, 2 feet, 4 feet, 7 feet, 12 feet. When I adjusted your energy like that, then it was the part that went to the back of the root chakra really lifted up. And I'm seeing, again, this frayed wire. So that's where, to me, the electrical, releasing excessive electromagnetic energy on the receiving side. And again, when I see it in the past like this and I'm seeing all the different colors, it's like it's literally learning to have our teaching our physical body to hold more of this high frequency energy. We're talking about fifth dimensional energy that has a very high charge. We've never done this in our history ever. And so there's a part where we are, again, what I call getting down to the nitty-gritties. And when I see templates of silver and crystal in somebody's energy field, you're holding those templates, you're holding those cores, which is wonderful. And now we're in the expansion period. And so when you're expanding it and holding it down to the subatomic particle of our physical, mental, emotional bodies, it's party time. But this is like right now, I'm seeing, especially from now until December, or just think from now to, it's almost December right now, over the next 2 months in particular and getting into February, think of this whole rebirthing process as there's a whole crystalline energy around your energy field going down to your bones. I would absolutely concentrate on the bones inside the physical body. Have yourself seeing yourself from the inside out, and especially working with that fifth dimensional crystal energy is really going to help you hold the core energy. And we're going to the next break of the day, and we'll be back after this.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef Curtis Ross will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit zenaicenter.net. That's ZENAICenter.net.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back, and we are listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, 1-800-930-2819, and we are taking phone calls to the top of the hour. So finishing up with Charmaine, what we're talking about during the break is the importance of what we call the fifth dimensional energy. So think of it, keeping it in circles, simpler terms. It's just what I, again, call the going from that 100-watt light bulb to that 1,000-watt frequency. And as we're doing that, we're literally bringing it through the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and into the physical body. And our physical body is going into what the ancient ones have said forever. It's called the homoluminous body. And so that's literally meaning light bodies. And so as we're entering in and having the physical body expand and going into that allowing posture to hold this high frequency energy, you become the walking tuning fork. And so when you're doing, as you're doing this, Charmaine, it's like really being able to be the walking tuning fork is a sacred work, because as you do this, it electromagnetically could bring people that are not holding that core, and they feel your groundedness. They feel that vibration because it reminds them of whole of home and holiness, and that you activate that within them, and then you can give them those seeds of corn that we're talking about, the corn of knowledge, so they could grow their own corn and anchor it down into their own bones, physical body. So that is really important this bright time, because there's a lot of people that I see, and even in the metaphysics, that are top heavy. They live in the spiritual bodies, or they could be intellectual and live and say all the words. It's like having the journey going through all the bodies down to the physical bodies, and that's what we all are doing individually and collectively. And as we're again doing this rebirthing process, it's like noticing what's going on. It's being in this world and not of it. It's noticing what's going on as we're going through this expansion. As we're doing this, we are remembering that we are again reconnecting to those even aspects of ourself with past lives or really parallel lives. And so you're pulling force in the back of your energy field to support you those in lifetimes where you've, or those times in this incarnation when you felt totally empowered and top of the world. That allows the energy body to stay more in the now time to expand, continue to expand out and pull up any kind of, again, residual energy that has to do with the main themes that I see separate us all. And we all have our own unique stories as far as how to they separate us. That has to do with right life, which is fear of annihilation. So think of the, you'll be seeing a lot of master numbers of 1212, and as far as with your guides and your council, and 222s as far as manifestation and manifestation time, and especially as you're integrating the synergies, okay?
Wow, beautiful. Absolutely.
Very good. So keep up the good work, and you're a forerunner light worker, so that's a wonderful thing to do, okay?
Thank you again.
All right. So we are sitting here with the Carrie O'Connor Show on the Dr. Pat on the Thanksgiving holiday week. And it is kind of a week, and I'm really glad that a lot of people are feeling the upcoming, holiday rush, and that where it's, we start with the shopping on Friday because a lot of people have it off. And so I can't really emphasize how much it is really important, especially this time and right now. It's different than any other, even holiday season, when you're thinking about that we are finishing off a major rebirthing cycle. And again, this is the energy is going to be continuing in 209, the start of 209, where we're really embodying, was what the council is saying, embody the Christed body. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with Jesus. This is about the Christed, meaning the homoluminous body, the light body. And so as we are, think of it as pouring this liquid crystal into our physical body and expanding it out from the inside out, it allows us to, again, stay in our core more. It allows us to integrate. And what's wonderful is that the more we practice, again, our energy exercises, recognizing when we're in the wounded child, getting back into the driver's seat, the more we do that, our body becomes self-regulating, self-acting, meaning that it literally starts to, when something comes up, let's say something charges you, or like Brenda's phone call where she's having a sense of betrayal, that our body, we're able to identify the issue, work faster than we did before, and then as soon as we have the awareness and we're able to identify it more, then we're able to direct the energy to cut the cords, to discharge from it. As soon as we do that, then again, allows us to bring in our energy. We're all on major soul retrieval time, so we're retrieving those aspects of us that have been hurt in this incarnation or others, and the more solid base that we have, the more we can integrate those aspects. And then it allows us to, again, radiate our core energy, radiate our heart signature out into a clear field. Think of your, right from your heart, there's a canvas, and that canvas has your signature written on it, your unique signature. And so the more we get decoded from that veil that separates us, it allows us to, again, tune into our heart signature, hear our soul song. And this is not airy-fairy stuff. This is what we're doing, and it's part of our evolutionary consciousness right now. There's major changes going on. A lot of people that have been doing the energy work have been talking about feeling changes literally in the top of their head. It feels like the top of their head is off. They're hearing buzzing in their ears. They're hearing all these feeling or sensing something's up with their eyes. They're feeling, seeing flashing lights. All of that is that signs that we are, again, holding more light into our physical body. And even a lot of people are noticing more orbs in their pictures. Orbs, if you don't know what they are, O-R-B-S. Look at it on the internet. You'll see a lot of hits on it. And it's physical phenomena where people or energies can come through, and it's a form of a ball a lot of times, different colors. But as the veil is thinner, some of these pictures, you literally can see a form in it. And so this is, again, part of our evolutionary process. As that veil gets thinner, we are going to understand and see and recognize not only how we are supported. It's just like that poem where we said the footsteps in the sand, you know, when we were going through hard times or harsh times or feeling separated, like, Jesus, where were you? And when we all saw one footstep, it's like when I carried you. So this is where it's about us feeling so totally supported, so that allows us the freedom to really integrate into our physical body more. Because a lot of times when we've had experiences of trauma in the past, I like to remind people that trauma does not necessarily have to mean harshness and alcoholism and abuse and molestation. Trauma could be recognizing that your parents are worried about money and that their energy when you're little, they're shaky. And so we are so connected to our emotional body when we're younger. Think of when we want to, when we're hungry, we cry. When we need our diaper change, we cry. So we're really connected to our emotional body, so in our emotional needs. And so when we look up and see that, it doesn't feel like mom or dad or the adults around us feel solid and grounded, it can make us feel shaky. So it doesn't, again, have to be something horrific happening to not have a solid foundation. And so when we don't have a solid foundation, then a defense mechanism we come up is to not connect with the emotional body. So we start, think of it, creating pathways and roadways to disconnect from that emotional body because it feels unsettling. And so now we're being taught that all roads lead to home. Home is inside of us. Home is where the heart is. All of those, all the pictures go back to the heart. And if we think and we're looking for anything from a relationship to a job down to money, literally on the outside, it all goes back to having a solid base on your inside, clearing your front fibers, taking your history and make it a his or her story, meaning you're flipping the energy out of it and making it a roadmap instead of that defines you. And as you do it, it allows you, again, to get more in touch with yourself, with your original blueprints is what I call them. And when you do that, it allows you, again, to have fun and lighten up. We're going through this rebirthing period, but we really really want to remember, we're literally getting lighter, and so that means that we could do this in with a lightened period, with a having a lightness and not as serious, because laughter is a very high vibrational tuning fork. So there's a lot of times that we want to remember just to laugh, to have balance here. It's homeostasis. So important, really, as we're feng shuiing and looking in those major corners of our life, our home, our family, our job. This is a perfect time, as far as the winter time, where we collectively go in and hibernate. So it's a perfect time to do cleaning out, as far as like clearing out your closets emotionally, physically, mentally. As you do that, it again allows you to have a more solid foundation. Then you literally enter your physical bodies more. A lot of times when people are doing this, so that they could be feeling aches and pains they haven't felt in a long time, they think, what the heck is going up? But it's actually a symptom that they're entering their physical body more, because they haven't felt we could put up with a lot of pain when we are out of our bodies. And so think of it as, instead of something to contract from and get afraid from, to work with it, to look at it again as the observer. We're really learning how to do that three-level viewing, as far as being the observer, having human-to-human experience, and also understand that there's the subconscious or the unconscious mind, which we're putting the light on and illuminating. Then it allows us to be the, again, the observer, the angel having the human experience, the home luminous body, whatever you want to call it. It has all different names, but in no name at all is the same shamanism. And so as we embrace our empowerment, as we stand in our core energy, as we really radiate our aspect of creator, whatever that means to you, it will empower you. It will feed your soul. Our soul purpose, as an S-O-L-E, and our is to remember our soul, S-O-U-L, and feed it any way that we can. So you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm the guest host, the Dr. Pat, and this week we're signing off, and may you align with the divine.